Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Rad Reality Show. That's right. You found the place where you can talk reality TV. We have special guests all the time. But let's kick it off with our theme song.
You need to tune in every Monday at 7 p.m., Thursday and Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome to the Rad Reality Show, and if you want to be part of the talk, the best way to do it is to call in. Please participate. The show won't be good without your participation. You know, interact with us and have fun. I want you guys to know the number to call in. It's 347-237-5506. So we want to hear from you. The show is for you guys.
Welcome, Survivor fans. Welcome, Opposite Worlds fans. Welcome, Real World Explosion fans. Welcome, Big Brother Canada fans. Welcome, Reality Roundtable fans on the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight is February 27th, 2014, and we've got so much reality to talk about in so little time. Many of you have heard me say that before, and it continues to hold true with all the amazing reality shows we've got airing right now. But I want to start tonight off a little differently than I normally do. I want to begin by apologizing to all of you and to Paul tonight because I'm not as prepared as I normally am for tonight's show. I don't normally talk about myself or my health, but I do have to apologize and I do have a number of health issues, and most of the time I do a good job of hiding all of that, and I try not to bring it up on the show because I don't want it to be like that. I just want to be like everyone else as much as I can. Every once in a while something happens and it affects me to the point that it does have an effect or an impact on the job I do here on the show. Sadly, tonight's one of those nights. I had a really rough night last night, and I'm about as weak as I can be today. And I had to call Paul and ask him to step up and do some of the things that I normally do. And I just want to say thank you very much to Paul and to Thomas, who are always there for me. I thank you both so very much. And I'm going to be here for the show. And I'm going to get through tonight, and I'm okay. I'm just not as prepared as I normally am. I'm weak, and I'm dehydrated and exhausted, but I just wanted to say thank you very much to Paul and to Thomas, both for being there for me when I need you. And for those of you who watched the shows that we're talking about tonight, when we ask you to call in and talk about these shows, this would be a great night for maybe some first-timers to call in and talk to us. We'd love to hear your voices and have you call in and talk with us. Our phone number again is 347-237-5506. I'm sure Paul would love to have some others to talk to since I don't have notes on all these shows. I did watch them, but as I said, it's been a rather rough 24 hours for me, and I don't have notes on anything. So call in and talk with us and share your thoughts on these shows. We're talking about Survivor, Opposite Worlds, Real World Explosion, and Big Brother Canada 2 tonight. So we're going to hit them one at a time. Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
Well, I'm doing well, Cherry. I don't think it was necessary to apologize like you did. I have no problem with helping you out, doing some of your stuff, and I want to let you know that there's always that option of, you know, doing canceling a show for a night. We do a lot of shows, Cherry, and I just want you to know that, especially when you're not feeling real good, that it doesn't mean that you have to always do a show. And you probably think about Ron that did shows from the hospital and stuff like that, and you feel like you have to do a show, but I just want to let you know that that's not necessary. I was chuckling at your intro as you started talking about certain shows, and I was just chuckling because it's like, welcome, reality show fans, because that's really mm-hmm. the bottom line. You know what I mean? It is all reality shows that we talk about. And a lot of times we watch shows that we actually never even mention on the air, because sometimes it's you and I think that we're the only ones watching it, you know? It's like Devil's Ride. You know, or
like Troy Dunn APB.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it when we talked about it on the last show, and I said, I can't wait till our show's over so I can go watch it. It was the final show of the season. What the hell is with that?
That show just needs to run, like, year-round.
I know. And I have to fess up. This guy... They had two stories going on, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm not as old as this 67-year-old guy that just found out on the show that he had a daughter, but I was around during the Vietnam era. I never married. I never had kids, and this guy was a Vietnam veteran. It was also dealt with substance abuse and alcoholism and all that type of thing. Got clean and had been clean and sober for well over 30 years. And all of a sudden he finds out he's got a 37-year-old daughter. And it was kind of from a one-night stand. And I'm sitting here thinking, watching the show going, uh-oh, I could still get a phone call. You just never know, but we do watch a lot of reality TV and always hard to choose what to talk about. But
well, let's start out with Survivor. It seems like Ben is ready to call in and discuss it with us if we start off with Survivor. So. Ben, get those dial-in fingers ready. Dial in and talk to us. The premiere night of Survivor, and they're doing Beauty versus Brawn versus Brain, and OMG.
First of all, just my first overall impression. First, I thought, why is it a two-hour premiere? Maybe they always do two-hour premiere. I just don't remember from one season to the next. And then there were, you know, two tribals, two, you know, eliminations. And I got to thinking, you know what? They kind of had to do it because – it really was kind of back to an old cookie cutter. It really, there was nothing for me that extraordinary or exciting or nail-biting or anything like that, even after watching 2 hours. it's just, I don't know, it just, that was my take on it. I guess watching some of the, you know, especially last season when it was so many layers to it with the blood versus water, it was back to the basics, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I was not sitting there thinking, I can't wait till the next show type of thing, you know what I mean?
Right. We've got somebody on the switchboard. I want to bring up, I'm not sure that it's
well,
who I think it is, but I think I know who it is.
I think it's somebody that's in our chat room. I'm not sure either.
Okay. I'm going to bring Ben up and let you talk to Ben. And I'm going to go ahead and check out this other one.
All right.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey. Good, good. How are you doing? Well, I mean, I hear you're not doing that good. I wish you were doing better.
Thank you, sweetie.
But feel better soon. That's.
Thank you, hon.
That's most imperative.
All right. Hey, go ahead, Terry. Hey, Ben.
Okay.
Hey, Paul.
No, I don't know, you know, what your thoughts were about it.
First of all, how about this heat, Paul?
Shut up.
You're probably like 20 less than me, and I'm at 5 right now.
Yeah, no, it's been kind of brutal. In fact, I was talking to my nephew earlier today and saying it's just getting crazy. I think we're approaching 50-some days of that we've been below zero. Not in a row, but during the winter time. And
right,
the all-time record for Minneapolis is, oh, that was not who I thought it was. Anyway, the all-time record is 60 days in a winter time that we've been below zero in Minneapolis, and that was set in 1897. So that gives you a sense of how bad it is. But I wanted to talk about your Facebook post last week, the Chase Rice and the tribute that he did to Ron, and I appreciate you posting that again and your kind words and.
I'm horrible with Facebook. I log in like once a week, and this week's a fluke. But I had logged in and saw that I missed Ron's birthday by a day, and I had just had an argument. Well, not an argument, but this girl was trying. She follows Florida Georgia Line. She didn't even really know who Chase was, but I explained it to her. But she was trying to tell me if Florida Georgia Line never played Hampton Beach. It's just not possible. Not possible, you know, because she's a local girl. And she said, no,
well,
I would have known. I would have heard about it. And
that was your motivation to post it, right?
Yeah, a 3-year, 4-year-old clip. Yeah, 3-year-old clip. Yeah, it's like, yo, God, I'm horrible. I've got pictures from... I've got pictures from, you know, the 80s and 90s that people keep bugging me for. And I just, you know, back in the day, I used to take so many pictures, so many videos, and then they could fill the back of a pickup truck. It's like you look at the pile, you're like, well, where do you even start? And then I just get discouraged and go play video games. So, you know.
We've got somebody holding that – wanted to call in and talk about Survivor. Ben, I know you wanted to talk about Survivor. I'm so thrilled that you posted that about them honoring Ron, because that was such a cool tribute to Ron. And Chase
really
is so big now that, I mean, to have that clip of him honoring Ron, I mean, that's amazing.
Yep.
So
yep,
let's bring this guy up.
When Ben was on the show last week and did have to drop off, and then right after the show I look on Facebook and I go, oh, how nice. I wish I could have personally thanked him on the air for doing it. So
I know. I felt bad, Ben, that
had
family members of the two people we were honoring last week, and we really didn't get to talk to you as much as I wanted to. And
well,
I felt really bad. I almost called you after the show.
Don't feel bad. It wasn't I hated hanging up, but I had to deal with drama with a girlfriend. And
drama.
Yeah. I got like 3 texts in a row while I was talking to you guys, and then finally she started ringing in, and then I just dropped out. I didn't want to, you know, bust in. We were talking to Jody's daughter there.
Here's a reality TV reference. Hopefully the drama wasn't like Lauren and Corey. At any rate,
I'm not sure who that is, but it was not quite Jersey Shore, if that's what you're referring to. So
is the season of Real World Explosion, and I was just dropping a reality comment. But Cherry, go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and bring this person up. I've been trying for the last couple of minutes. We've got Mr. Chad Kincaid up with us now. Welcome, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing good, Cherry. Hey, I was listening earlier. I want to send you my thoughts and prayers.
Thank you, Chad.
So I just hope you get well soon.
Thank you, babe. That means a lot. I really appreciate you calling in tonight.
You're welcome. What did you all think about that crazy premiere last night? I know I heard Paul saying he wasn't that entertained. I was personally entertained. A lot of funny moments. I know Jeff, he doesn't like to have, well, I should say doesn't like to have newbies, but maybe this season is, like, all the people, I've seen all the Facebook posts and people saying, oh, that was amazing, that was awesome. Maybe now Jeff would listen to the fans more.
I kind of feel a little hypocritical because I'm the same type of person that keeps saying, oh, no, you know, we want a show with all newbies, and now we got a show with all newbies, and I'm kind of complaining about it, you know. It's
on the first episode.
I know. That's bad. I'm bad.
I kind of liked it. I mean, I thought it did entertain me, I think, more than seeing – some of the returnees come back, and
true.
You know, at least now we're learning new people, and I like that.
I do too, 100%.
A. You know what? You just hit the nail on the head for me, Cherry. It's when they bring back former players, I already know who they are. When it's newbies, it just takes a little while to learn who these people are. Maybe that might be the key is why I didn't immediately get caught up in it. But
yeah. Go ahead.
You know, I think some of them are really entertained off the start, like Tony, the bald-haired New Jersey cop.
Oh,
love
Tony.
With his
his
spy shack, I thought he was hilarious. They got a lot of interesting, like, new characters. So it was a great premiere. I don't want to spoil, like, I don't know if you guys have listeners that listen to the show prior to watching it or don't watch it, but I don't want to spoil anything. But
yeah, wait for spoiler alert for spoilers. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's already seen the show. I mean, it aired last night, so.
Right, but we haven't sped through it yet. We're not at the end. We don't know who's voted out yet. I mean, we know. We haven't discussed who's voted out yet. Just in case you were thinking of throwing that out real quick.
No, yeah, As far as last night's show, I don't consider saying anything about it as being a spoiler. What I see every year for Survivor that I personally don't like is when somebody says, these people are in the final three. I don't want to know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I want to know who put the brain team together, because
that's what I was thinking, because none of them, I was like, who, like, are these guys supposed to be smart?
It was Riley put It was clearly put together by an engineer.
Are we being spoofed here? Because I kind of felt last night like I was being spoofed.
I was actually being, I'm not normally mean or sarcastic on my Twitter, but last night during when I was watching the show, I was just bashing them back and forth. Like, first of all, they couldn't build the shelter. They couldn't do the puzzles right. It was just like, my God. And, you know, they got that poor, that Jatia girl. I actually liked her until she did the incident with the rice. And she did the incident with the rice. I'm like, we got a female Brandon Hance. I was just.
You know, I changed my mind about her. First impression I had was, has she never watched Survivor? Does she not know that being bossy and ordering people around always gets you in trouble? And that's the way she started off. But then she really, I really started liking her after she kind of, you know, quieted down a bit. But.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had high hopes for Garrett, too, and then we saw what happened
now. I did,
now.
Too. I can't believe, well, yeah, okay, I'm not. Yeah, oops.
And I didn't like Dave. All I knew about David was, yeah, he owned the Florida Marlins. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And then I read how he did with him. I'm like, eh.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Yeah, I guess he's just as bad a Survivor as he's managing a baseball team. I don't know.
Now, that was a elimination that did not bother me at all. I was kind of happy for that. But I was surprised at how quickly now I can't remember his name, the NBA, former NBA player.
Cliff?
Yeah.
I was surprised how quick somebody, you know, that he was already picked out. I mean, that's a true fan that says, I've got
all your
basketball cards. But he is really an enjoyable character on that show right now, and hopefully he'll be around a while.
Yeah,
well, that shocked me, too. And not necessarily him getting picked out because, you know, played for three different teams and, you know, he's well-known. And that's not, you know, far-fetched. But I actually expected him to think, oh, I'm this big, bad NBA player, blah, 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 you know. And you know, he seemed really, like, down-to-earth. And I'm like, hey, you know. But to be honest with you, I hope he goes further, but I don't think he's going to go too far. Because, you know, people are going to think he's played NBA for, what would you say, 16 years, and he's played for three different teams. Oh, he's got a lot of money. So, you know, that's probably not going to work in his favor, but.
Right.
But, you know. He was very humble and down to earth, and that shocked me. So, you know.
That was funny as hell when we flipped the boat. I was laughing. I was like, they're like, oh, look at them. They look like they're, you know, real islanders. All of a sudden, boop.
And what's also funny was the guy that picked him out is one of the main guys I'm rooting for. So it's like, wow.
That's cool. I'm not sure who I'm rooting for yet.
I haven't either yet.
Yeah, I mean, Cliff is cool, you know, but well, you know, he's a basketball star. He's got money. He doesn't need to win, you know.
So, yeah.
That's good. I can't really. It's hard for me to look at the famous and rich people and go, oh, they're cool. They win. You know.
That's me, too. To me, the famous and rich people, I really don't think they should belong on Survivor.
I know
I might get some flack for this, but you know they've already run all the money and all this. You know, I don't really honestly think that they should be cast in reality shows where there's money prize involved. So
nope, no, know, maybe like a random, really cool, really noticeable one. Like Jimmy Johnson was kind of cool to have on because everybody kind of likes him. And you know, but I mean, but he's rich and famous and it's just a little ridiculous. And this whole Marlins guy, I mean, what the hell? You know? It's just annoying.
Well, I heard he's not well-liked, so...
That came across, like, when he stepped out of the boat, you know? I think maybe even in the boat, you know? I like the way they did the entrance this time, too, with the three different ways in. That was kind of cool.
I'm talking about the baseball guy. Is it well liked by Florida fans? That's what I was referring to.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The guy's ears are probably ringing, burning. His guy's ears are probably burning all day today, you know. Yeah, just annoying. I was like, yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. You were saying about the 3 inches. Yeah, I thought they were cool.
Yeah, that was cool. And something else I noticed last night, I've never noticed before, but if you go back and rewind your tape and look, they do an aerial shot of the island, and I noticed that there's two coves, like two inlets, and then a point that comes out between the two. And I haven't looked, you know, close enough. I'm going to grab a screenshot and zoom in, but it looks to me like the two camps are just separated by that one point.
Huh. I have it on my DVR. I'll check it out. I also do video reviews.
They do an aerial shot. It lasts maybe 2 seconds, and you can see what clearly looks like two campsites, you know, just separated by maybe 500 or 600 yards, maybe more, maybe it's 1,000, but it's not that far.
Wow.
Like a point in the middle. And Survivor's weird like that. I don't know if Paul or Cherry remember, but we had Coach on one time, and I brought up the fact that there was an aerial shot of him. It was an All-Star season. And there was an aerial shot of him. What's that?
It was probably during Heroes versus Villains.
Yes. And there was an aerial shot of him doing the Karate Kid stance out on a rock or something. And it was real quick. It was like not even maybe a full second, maybe a second and 1.05 seconds or something. But I brought it up. I was like, that was cool, the aerial shot. And he's like, I didn't see that. I was like, oh, how could you miss it? You're a coach. You know? You remember that? You guys remember that?
Yes.
Yeah,
I certainly do.
Yeah, because I thought that was pretty cool. But the coach himself said, I must have missed that part. So that's what I'm saying. Survivor's weird like that. They'll show 1 or 2 seconds of footage, and they mean something. They actually mean something, and if you look deep enough into it, you'll figure out the meaning, I guess. Not saying that Coach doing the Karate Kid meant anything other than, look, it's Coach doing the Karate Kid, you know. But the island shot from last night was pretty cool. Look for it. It's an aerial shot. You'll see it. It's in the first hour somewhere, maybe halfway through. That was a big surprise, too. A friend of mine, and by the way, if you're listening, thank you, Kat. She had a Survivor premiere party last night, and the plan was to watch from Survivor from 8 till 9. And big surprise. It kept going.
Kat from Blood vs. Water in One World?
What's that?
Kat from Blood vs. Water in One World?
Oh, no. My friend Katrina, she's up here. Not Kat Edorson. Is it Kat Edorson? Yeah. No, not that Kat. She's cool, too.
Oh, okay.
But no, it's my friend. She's big into Survivor. She actually, she's trying to talk her mom into, I'm trying to round up combos. Ali Povitz had put a bullet in
out. Yeah, that actually sucks for me because I tried out 7 times. And
Wow. Keep trying, buddy.
Paul, Chad, Ben,
yes.
I hate to interrupt,
right?
But we have a caller that I want to bring up with us that wants to talk Survivor with us.
What?
And I want to bring him up.
No survivor? Come on.
Yes, he
really?
Does. We have from Big Brother 15, J-U-Double-D.
Double-D.
Oh. What's up, you guys?
On
how y'all
the
doing
line
tonight?
With us.
What's
how
up,
are you, Judd?
So what about that premiere of Survivor? Is that crazy or what?
Oh,
that's nuts. Why
are you
going to
be on Survivor next?
Listen, Garrett, why did he not use that idol? I'm so confused, too.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Was that pathetic?
Oh, man. Like,
I
feel
even
so
take
bad
it
for
to...
the Spencer guy. Like, they kept the girl that poured the rice out. Like, what in the...
Yep.
I don't get what the strategy is behind that. I mean... I'm, like, wondering, like, what's going on with this cast woman? Like, why did she pick that side? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Just,
he didn't even take the idol to camp, I mean, to the tribal council with him. He left it back at camp. I mean, how?
That's what I heard.
Like you said, Jerry, how did they pick brains? This is
I feel like we're being spoofed. I really do. Judd, do you feel the same way?
I
mean, I
really don't like that girl in the puzzle. Like, she failed miserably. What was her name? I cannot remember her name. Like, I've seen it spelled out.
What the hell?
I feel like Jeff's going to come out at the end of the show and say, well, they really weren't brains. We spoofed you all. These were people that fell the lowest on the IQ test, and we put them in a group, and we told you they were brains when they were really the lowest IQ of everybody. And we spoofed you all.
I was really surprised at how terrible they were. Like, I don't know. They looked like me and my first Have Not competition on Big Brother. Like Big Brother, I was like that.
Oh my god!
Brain trust. I was bad, like laughing the whole entire time. I'm like, these guys are not the brains tribe. What?
Something's horribly wrong.
Something to like really stand out from here on out, or they're gonna probably be the biggest joke ever, like in Survivor history. Like, I don't know. Like, I stopped watching Survivor for just a little while, you know. Like, and then I started watching again. I think Nicaragua, is that the one? Yeah, I think it was Nicaragua. Loved that season, you know. And then Blood versus Water, I got like, completely addicted to it again.
Oh,
and then,
that's the one with Chase Rice in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have
Nicaragua
else on the switchboard too.
Last night, you know, I was like, I hope I really like this season. It's all new people, and I was kind of excited about that. But like, I was just really surprised. I thought the brain trap would be like, kind of dominating, especially when it came to like puzzles and stuff like that. You know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why I couldn't get anything right. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like everything went wrong that could go wrong with them. Like, terrible decisions, I don't know. But what do you think,
what do y'all think about the other two tribes?
I think the bronze is really going to, like, pull it through. Like, I think they're going to be the dominating tribe, for sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too.
We've got somebody else on the switchboard I'm going to go ahead and bring up. We're just going to have a big party on here tonight. I've got Kim Solari on the line with us now. Kim, how are you?
Good. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Judd.
Hey, how are you, my darling?
Good. I have a question. What did you think of Bryce?
I think Bryce actually is hilarious.
I do, too.
Wait, which one is he?
He's the gay brain.
No,
with
the
purple
beauty.
Pants.
Beauty.
Oh, yeah. The gay black
with
guy
with the purple
beauty.
Pants.
He made the best comment, the funniest comment of the whole night, when first he made the alliance with that Morgan, and then he's from Philadelphia, and he said to Jeremiah, us Southern folk all have to stick together, and then he kind of looked at the camera and kind of like made a face.
And he's not even from the South?
He's from Philadelphia.
I didn't even realize it. I remember him saying that, but I was like, I wonder where his son. But I didn't like look up where any of the people were from, so. So I wasn't sure. That's pretty clever.
He's funny. I think he's going to go far.
Yeah. I think the beauty job will definitely make it to merge, the majority of them, and I think that they'll probably stick together and work with the bronze. I could see, but I think the bronze is going to have the majority whenever it comes to the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess whoever Jeff likes the best. I'm just playing. No, I was so mad. I was like, Jeff, quit talking. I was hoping that that one lady would leave so bad. But
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Quit messing with the game. I don't know. I was just so mad when I watched the travel council. I'm like, just shut up because I feel like the person I don't want to go home always goes home and it's like Jeff's I'm pointing things out that I don't want him to point out. So I'm like, just shut up, Jeff. So no, did y'all see me watch Survivor? I would think it was insane.
All right.
I've
got to ask you Southerners, Kim and Judd. One of the guys on the beauty tribe is from a small North Carolina town, Dobson, North Carolina, and I looked that on the map, and it looks like it's kind of up near the Kentucky border. Do you know where that is, Kim?
Yes, I do. And actually, I spoke to him on Facebook, and he said that he's family with the Wood Brothers from the NASCAR.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I think, who is it? Not Casey Kane. Who's the other one? He won the Daytona 2 years ago.
Oh, Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
No, not this time. 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I can't think back that far.
I can't think of his name. The young
two
one.
2 years ago.
What number?
God.
Kyle Busch?
No. He's the young kid. He drove for the Wood Brothers, and it was their first win in a really long time.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
Right, because then when he said his name was, I saw Jeremiah Wood, and then I saw him tweet something about him rooting on the driver. I can't even think of his name. I have, my brain. But so I said, you're not even, cheering for Dale Jr. here in North Carolina because this is his country. And he says, no, on the Wood. And I said, okay. He said the Wood Brothers. So he's part of that family.
Interesting.
I know. I can't. Oh, Trevor Bain.
Oh, Trevor Bain.
Trevor
yeah.
Bain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, Trevor Bain.
Because I remember them saying that about the Wood Brothers first win in a long time. I was like, what?
Right.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah,
that's
I think
cool.
He'll go far. I think Cliff Robinson is going to go far. Everybody seems to really like Cliff. I think and the Braun team, I think Sarah seems to be one of the girls that's likable in that Braun tribe. And Lindsay seems to be a little hot-tempered, should I say. She's kind of got the dreads.
The red hair, red streak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like her first, and I started liking her a little, and then I wasn't sure about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of iffy on her still. I don't really know how to feel about her. I really like
Trish.
I like Tony a lot. I think I'm gonna.
I love
he's one
Tony.
Of my.
I like Tony.
Yeah, he's my
too.
Early pick. It's Tony.
That tribal tat he's got is immense, dude. That is a huge tribal tat he's got.
I think he's big target.
I think he's really smart. I can see him winning this whole thing. He's my early pick to win for sure.
Really?
When he found that idol and he was like, "I'm king of the jungle."
I was laughing so hard.
Both
of the guys found the hidden immunity. I was like, it was pretty crappy that they got put in a situation. And I was hoping Morgan would find it too. She did though, didn't she? At the end? No. Wait.
No.
I
can't remember. I wish that
Office
of Worlds too. But I gotta say, I like Jeffra a lot. Is it Jeffra or Jeffra? I don't even know how to pronounce her name.
Jeffra's from Campbellsville, Kentucky.
Oh my God, she's so freaking hot.
She's single.
Yeah, she's one of my picks. Obvious reasons, but my picks are her, Alexis, Will, Tony, and LJ.
Oh,
Yeah, I liked her a lot. Is she single? Do y'all know?
I have no idea. I just know I'm from Ohio.
Give me the hookup, somebody.
I'm from Ohio, so obviously being from Ohio and she's from Kentucky, she's kind of local and she's kind of hot. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited because
well,
I'm going out.
Me. I'm in Tennessee, so holler at your boy Jeff if you're listening at Judd Nation on Twitter. You can get my number, DM me.
Hey,
it doesn't say anything about her being married or taken, so to speak. So it looks to me like she is available, Judd.
Oh.
Watch out, y'all.
I know.
You need to be finding you some of that.
Hey, Judd.
I think they're getting lucky in Kentucky.
There you go.
Hey, Judd.
No, she's going to have a restraining order on me if she hears this.
Oh, Jesus. That's no good. That's no good. Hey, Judd, this is Ben from New Hampshire. You probably don't remember me because we were both doing a lot of drinking. But
no, I remember. How you been, brother?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Surviving, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to switch gears real quick and ask you who you're rooting for on Amazing Race.
Oh, Brandon and Rachel, 100%. Like, for the win.
All right. I was just wondering about that because I didn't know if you big brother people
not,
all stick together.
Yeah, and not only because I've only like met them one time. I'm friends with Alyssa or whatever. That's not the reason like big brother or anything. I just think that they're a really good team. Like even if I'd never played big brother, I would still be rooting for them. They're entertaining. They're a good team. They're fun to watch. So 100% Rachel on that one.
Yeah, I'm torn. I want to, be a Brentchel fan, but I because of this Rad Reality show, we have all got a chance to talk with, almost all of them. Am I wrong, Paul?
Quite a number. Mallory has been on a couple of times. I love her to death, and I do too.
That's my dilemma. I'm kind of Team Mallory, which is Team Kentucky, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So.
And of course, that supports our host of our show too, Mary Conley, is from Kentucky.
I was just about to bring them up, actually.
Oh yeah. I love the Conleys.
I met them at a charity event in Cincinnati. I'm like, why didn't they bring them back? But I'm also on. Rachel and Bren's team, Brentchel, whatever, how to pronounce it. I met them at Hearts of Reality last summer, and they were pretty cool. So,
I can't wait to go to that.
They're just like really down to earth, like normal people, and but they make really good TV. Like I don't know, there's something about them. Like watching them on Big Brother and stuff, they're great. But Amazing Race is like a whole other game than Big Brother.
Oh yeah,
y'all should go to their event in Kentucky. Mary and David do an event every year. In the summer, it's called Urban Stampede, and it's so much fun, and it raises money for childhood
autism.
What, Paul? Autism. Childhood autism. And I was going there, and they have something that's sort of like an amazing race that races through the town of Louisville, Kentucky, but they also have different events for the entire weekend that you go to. We ziplined in this underground cave that's absolutely huge. I don't know exactly how many feet, but there was like 9 different zip lines that we did throughout the day in this underground cave. And it's the largest underground cave zipline in the world. And it was an amazing, amazing day doing that. I mean, they always have different events set up for the entire weekend. And then the big day is the race for the final day. And even if for some reason you don't race the race, which I don't because of my health issues, but I stay there at the finish line and watch the teams come in, take pictures and interview people when they come across the finish line. And we have such a great time just watching the teams come across the finish line, that it's worth it to me just to be there and watch everyone come across the finish line, that we have a blast. And, you know, just like most of these events, you have so much fun just, you know, spending time with the reality stars and getting to know Mary and David. And if you can make it, get in contact with Mary and David and ask them about their event, Urban Stampede, and see if you can make it this year. It's so much fun. I just want to put a plug in for them about their event because it does support kids with autism, and it's a great time. My husband and I have been there for a few years in a row now.
2 years exactly, and I want to give a special kudos to Judd for being so active in these charity events. And unless things have changed, it looks like you're heading out to sunny California, hopefully in April to Reality Rally. Is that right?
Nice.
Yeah, Reality Rally. It's my first year going. You know, I've learned a lot about, like, Michelle's place, you know, the charity that they raise money for is for the Breast Cancer Resource Center. You know, we're still raising money for that right now. So, you know, anybody that wants to contribute to that, you know, you can go to realityrally.com and make a donation. You know, every little bit counts. Like, if it's 50 cents, you know, that's great, you know. Even retweeting the stuff, you know, everything helps. Like, do whatever you can. But it's a great event for a great cause. It shows all the events, too, on realityrally.com. Like, it's, like, going to have, like, a ton of things going on, you know, and it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody, and it's for a great cause. So, I mean, I'm really happy to be a part of it this year.
Oh, everybody has a great time. Not to embarrass her, but I just checked your contributors out there, Judd and Miss Kim Solari, who's on the line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Kim's great. I love Kim.
He's my bud.
Yeah, Kim.
Paul, I think this would be a good time. I want to ask everybody if you would mind holding for just a couple of minutes. I want to play a promo clip that Paul put together for Jillian's event. It's a beautiful clip, and just because we're mentioning Reality Rally, I'd like to take a couple of moments right now to play this clip in honor of Jillian's event. And if you're thinking about making a donation for Judd, right now would be a great time to, you know, skip on over there and make your donation while you're listening to this clip, okay?
Cancer don't discriminate, or care if you're just 38.
This is Jillian from Survivor, and as you know, from Reality Rally. And we do the most amazing event every April in Temecula, California, raising money. We call it Funds for Funds, and the money goes to Michelle's Place, which is a breast cancer resource center, providing services and support for men and women and their families who are fighting the fight of their lives with breast cancer. I encourage everybody to go to realityrally.com. The event this year is April 11th, 12th, and 13th. And be a part of what we do. We have parties at wineries. We have an amazing race kind of game. We have autograph signing. And it is all for fun for Michelle's Place. But it is also for the public to come and meet over 110 reality stars from about 42 different reality shows. And you get to meet them and have fun all weekend meeting them, taking pictures. So come on down. It's realityrally.com. It's April 11th, 12th, and 13th.
That's what my love is for. When you're weak, I'll be strong. You let go.
We have fun for everybody. People can sponsor, donate, volunteer, enjoy it, play a game, come to parties, support our sponsors. And I always have to thank the Rad Reality Show, who has been on board helping us promote this event since 2010. Without them, there would be people that would know but nothing about it. So Manic Monday, thank you for what you do, and also the other Rad Reality Shows that we've had the opportunity to be on. So thank you, Rad Reality Show. We love you guys. It's realityrally.com, and this is Jillian from Survivor and Reality Rally, thanking everybody for what you do to make this such a reality every year as we help save some lives.
I'm gonna love you through it.
Okay, I hope everybody went over and made a donation for Judd.
I actually made
right,
a
Judd?
Donation.
Hello? You still there, Judd?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry. My phone's on mute.
Okay.
Well,
Paul, I still say that was your best clip ever.
Yeah, that was pretty good,
was
sweetie.
Awesome clip.
Thank you, guys.
You and Jillian do that?
We asked Jillian. She came on our show, and we asked her to kind of give a little synopsis, a little promo, and she rattled it off like she had it in front of her. I mean, she has done this so often, and we all just went, wow. Jerry and Michelle Costa and I just go, holy cow, that was amazing. I didn't have to edit it too much. I did play around with it a bit, and then I thought, I'm going to find some music. And Martina McBride sang a song about cancer, I'm Going to Love You Through It. I just had to find a way to put that in the background. So thank you. It did turn out pretty nice.
Good job.
Judd, did
Back
I hear?
Yeah, Julia,
yeah.
She worked really hard on that, and she does such an amazing job. Like, this is obviously my first year being a part of it, you know. And I'd heard of it before, but I didn't really know much about it until this year. And so, like, all that she does is just incredible, you know. I don't see how she does so much. I mean, she has people that help her, but, I mean, she's very, very active in the whole entire thing, you know. It's like, I don't know how she has the time to do all of it. It's amazing.
She does it year-round. Year-round.
Yeah,
now.
She's a great woman. Like, got a lot of respect for her. Mad props.
Yep.
Yeah, I love her to death. She's amazing. You mentioned to get back to Survivor, but I also think at some point I thought I heard Judd talk about Opposite Worlds. And
yeah, we need to sort of ask him about that.
Well, I was going to plug a charity also. There's a great event in Cincinnati in June called the JDRF Reality for Diabetes. And a lot of reality stars attend that as well. So,
say it again, Chad.
There's an event in June in Cincinnati called Reality for Diabetes. It's support for the Junior Diabetes Association. It's basically a reality walk through Kings Island. It's a great time. Reality stars attend that.
Yeah, but the name, so I can find a link.
JDRF.
They have a Facebook group called Reality and the Number 4 Diabetes.
Yeah.
Tasha Wilkins.
I actually worked with her like years ago. I had no idea she was a Survivor fan. And I found out through a mutual friend. He's like, yeah, my friend Tasha from Norwood. And at first I thought he was talking about one of my cousins from another family. I'm saying, oh, okay, cool. And then I'm like, wow, really? And that's how I evolved in that. And that was the first charity event I went to last summer, and I was nervous. But it's a really great time and a lot of fun. So,
yeah, it sounds like it. That's really interesting. What's it called one more time?
JDRF, Reality for Diabetes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah. So I just wanted to plug that in, so.
Yeah. Tweet that to me later, and I'll definitely retweet that or something.
That's the first time I've actually heard of it. Yeah, will do.
Yeah, there's a lot of good, like, charities. I know that there's Give Kids the World.
Have you ever been to that?
No, but I'm planning on going in, I think, August.
Yeah, so it's July 31st through August, whenever. I went last summer. It's great time.
Yeah. I've heard so many good things about it, and then, like, I looked at the link and stuff, and, like, it's really, I don't know, it's really good cause, and I don't know. It's just there's so many good like charities out there that I didn't even realize that like the reality world's like involved in until like the past few months. You know, I've been hearing about all these different ones. You know, of course, like St. Jude is like my main one that I like to try to raise money for. You know, as much as I can. But
I'm just a fan, and my problem is like. I wanted to go to the Urban Stampede last year so bad, but I only have so many PTO hours I could use, and that's what got me there. So, but I'd love to attend them all. I just can't. So, but I try to help them out, like retweets, whatever, you know.
Yeah, and that really helps a lot, you know, because like you don't know who's gonna see it. You know, somebody might see it and be like, oh, you know, that's something that I really. So strongly about and want to donate a little bit of money to, you know? So, like, you don't, like, just, like, retweeting something, like, can always, like, help the cause a lot, you know? Like, that and even just a little bit of money, people don't understand, like, even if it's just, like, 50 cents, like, it helps, you know? It goes somewhere. Like, that's what I learned whenever I went to St. Jude and toured the hospital. Like, they get all their money, you know, by donations. And, like, no kid gets turned away. Everybody, you know, gets treatment and stuff, and money's not an issue. You know what I mean? It's awesome, man. Like, it's just, like, people donating, you know, just every little bit, like, not even thinking that it counts if it's just, like, $5 or $2 or whatever, but it does. Like, that $2 goes a long way and really helps somebody out.
Yeah. I donated $10 a couple weeks ago to Michelle's place, Gillian's charity, so...
Any of the charities that you can go to, as long as they're legit charities and they help, you know, a legit charity, I have the utmost respect for, and I so respect the reality stars that go out and bring fans to the charities and support them. I think it's amazing that... you know, you offer your time and your support to the charities and just get the fans out there and help support them. Without the reality stars, the charities wouldn't have nearly, you know, the support they have. And being able to, you know, give of your time once you come off these shows means so much. And so I commend all the reality people that go out and, you know, share of their time to get the fans there and support these charities. And we've only heard of maybe one or two events that really weren't quite on the up and up, and that's kind of sad to me that people would do that. But I think they've sort of gone to the wayside now, and I don't think we really have to worry about them anymore. So, I mean, most of the events that we hear about today are on the up and up and are real charity events, and I just try to support them all. I mean, I told Tasha if she would come on and talk about the event there at in Cincinnati, we would do a clip for her just like we've done for Jillian and play it.
I'll let her know. I'll talk to her about it. So
I've told her. And she's just shy and doesn't want to come on and talk about it.
I hope she doesn't get mad at me for talking about it.
Oh, I'm sure she won't. I asked her if she had any PR person that wanted to come on and talk about it because I want the word out there about her event. And so I'm glad you talked about it. And maybe you can come back on when we're sort of planning it and you can – say a little bit more about it and talk into a clip of you talking about it if she doesn't want to come on, if she, you know, is too shy to talk about it herself.
Okay, I'll do that.
And, you know, there are some people who are just too shy to talk on the radio, you know, and I understand that.
Quit being shy, everybody.
It's just like talking to your best friend on the phone. I mean, we're not going to bite you, honestly. But you know, there's some people that are just kind of shy.
I'll definitely send you a link to that somehow.
Yeah, but I mean, this charity, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody, you know, like, you know, I definitely try to read up on them, you know, before I get involved, you know, like any of them, like, you know, because I want to hear from, I want to read for myself, like, what it's about and stuff before I participate, you know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, like, all of these that I've learned about and stuff, you know, I'm really, I've been really, I feel privileged to be a part of it and to try to give back as much as I can, you know. I don't know, it's just like Big Brother has really opened up a lot of doors for me. Like, I never really looked into charities. I didn't realize how much I could actually get involved, you know, with before even Big Brother, you know what I mean? Because I was just like, I'm just like a 26-year-old broke guy just living paycheck to paycheck, you know? And, like, little did I know that I could be doing stuff, like, all the time, like, you know, just getting the word out. Like, even though I didn't have much money, I could still, like, get the word out and, like, work on things and stuff. I don't know. I never really looked into it and stuff. Now I feel stupid and be like, why didn't I do this sooner? You know, like, all these different events and stuff. It's just, I don't know, they're amazing. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Can I just say there's one charity that I would like to see some of the reality stars get involved in, and that is CureATRT.org. That's a little girl. Her name is Avalana Roth, and she was from Boston, and she died last year at the age of 6 from a rare brain tumor. And I guess it's not very common in all children, you know, it's very rare. And she went to the Dana-Farber up in Boston, and that's who also is doing the charity. But I think if any of the reality stars are looking for charities, they should look maybe for that one too, because her parents are so involved in that charity. They do everything. She just died last year, a year ago, and she was supposed to die at 9 months old, and she lived till 6.
Oh, wow. That's so sad. Yeah. Now, what is it? Is they just, like, raise awareness for the,
they do all kinds of events. Like, in April, they're having, her name was Avalana, and they're having it called a Avapalooza, and they're doing a bike-a-thon. They're doing all kinds of events, spinning to raise money. They also sell the bracelets. I wear a bracelet with her name on it, and it says Cure ATRT that I wear all the time, that you send a donation and they send you the bracelet. And she, it's a very rare form of that cancer in children. So they don't get a lot of involvement and they don't get a lot of money towards it because it is a rare form. But on Twitter, it's at Avalana, R-O-U-T-H, Roth. And you can go there and you can see pictures of her. Her parents tweet all the time. She does have a lot of support. She has 569,000 followers. But
it's a very, I just found it, Kim, and it's a very simple Twitter address. It doesn't have her last name. It's just @AVALANNA, Avalana. That's her Twitter address. And I was going to mention it before you did. 569,000 followers. Wow.
That's mostly because this is
Justin
the little girl
Bieber.
who friended Justin Bieber. And he met her and he became really good friends with her and everything and her family. But they still don't get a lot of money for that charity. And I would like to see some of the reality stars, like, get involved maybe in that one, too, because they could bring a lot of people from different places and go to the events to raise money. And it is for children, so I think it would just be a good charity.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys. I got to bounce.
Hey, Ben. Boom, boom.
My phone's about to kick out. And I got to kick off to sleep anyways. I got to get a big, big, big day tomorrow. I got to go out and warm my car up for 5 hours before I get in it. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it cold? Where are you at again, Minnesota?
New Hampshire. Yeah. Well, Paul's in
New
Minnesota.
New Hampshire. Okay, I'm getting
you and Paul up
in Minnesota
right now. They're like a both the same right now, you know.
It's cold here too. Like I just got back. It was warm here, and I went to Florida, and then I like came back. Well, I went to Georgia, then Florida, whatever. I was out of town. Who cares where I went?
Yeah.
And anyways,
how cold is it there?
I came back and it was cold, and here I had on like shorts and like T-shirt and stuff. I was like, dang. My car was pretty cold when I got back to Chattanooga. It was like, I don't know, maybe like 40s earlier. I have no idea what temperature it is right now.
I'd be going swimming if it was that year.
For 40.
Wow.
I wore a hoodie
dream of
40. Whenever I went to the store.
I dream of 50.
Right. Ben, thanks again for joining us tonight. We really appreciate your support.
I love you guys. Always a pleasure to be on. Hey to everyone in the chat room. I know I left my computer on in the other room, so they probably think I'm in there. I'm not. You know what? And it's so cold in the other room, I don't know if I'm even going to go in and shut it off. It may just continue to run, but I won't be there. But I'll try to get in for Sunday night. I'm liking the race. This is probably my favorite. Last year I didn't, for some reason, I just didn't get in the race that much. But this year I can tell I'm in 100%. And of course, always with Survivor. And Big Brother when that comes out. So.
All right, bud.
But you guys
have a wonderful time. Yeah, Canada's starting up soon.
Yeah, I didn't watch Canada. I didn't watch it last year. I heard I missed out, but...
Yeah, you never missed out. You can still go back on YouTube and watch it, though. It's like, I've been re-watching it. Great season. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Everybody says that. Everyone's like, oh, you got to watch it. You know, and I will at some point. I figure sooner or later we'll have that blizzard, and then I'll be trapped inside for 3 or 4 days, and I'll watch the whole thing in 3 or 4 days, so...
Yeah. You'll get addicted to it. Trust me. Thank you, please.
I am looking forward to it. So, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on All Stars too, Judd. So, be ready.
I
end
up there with that. Thank you, though.
Thanks, Ben.
I'll see you all soon. Feel better, Cherry.
Thank you so much, babe. I appreciate it, honey.
Have a good night, Ben.
You too. Good night, all. Bye.
Good night, babe.
Bye, bye.
All right, let's change gears a little bit. Let's talk about Opposite Worlds.
Judge,
did you watch Opposite Worlds?
I have no clue what that is.
You didn't watch,
Chad? They put, like,
I did not.
House. In the future, half in the past, like in a cave type place, where it's not as comfortable as the future side, they can see each other through a glass wall. They have different competitions that, you know, whoever wins the worldly challenge picks if they go in the future or the past. You know, obviously everybody wants to go to the future because it's a lot more comfortable and convenient. And, you know, they eliminate people, like whoever gets decider gets to pick two people, like one from each team to compete. One of them goes home. And I don't know, like the finale was last night. So it was a really good show, actually. I was a little surprised. It was a little sloppy here and there.
It's the first season. They're going to have, you know, things that they need to tweak a little bit. But, Chad, and I don't know if you would agree with me, Judd and Cherry, but some of those competitions, I thought they were inspired by Survivor, because some of those competitions were Survivor-esque, if there is such a word.
Oh, well, it sounds like a cool show. I'll check it out.
Yeah,
it was a really good show.
I mean, it's
some of the things that they did, I was kind of confused. Like, they randomly brought two people in after they got rid of two people, or after they got rid of one person. I don't know. Like, it was really weird. And then all of a sudden they started getting rid of, like, two people at a time and stuff. I was like, why do we bring more people in if we're getting rid of twos now? I don't know. It's kind of sloppy.
Chad,
it's also a new show, and it was something different to watch. You know, it wasn't...
It's
definitely not as good as Big
right.
Brother or Survivor, but
no.
Something good to watch, like during the off season. But now we have Big Brother Canada coming up, and you know, also Survivor, which is awesome. But I enjoyed Opposite Worlds. Me and Spencer and McCray actually watched it quite a bit, and we'd be texting about it or whatever. McCray was actually here, and we watched it. And whenever he was going to Florida from Minnesota, and I don't know. I had fun watching it. It was kind of fun, like, talking about strategy on a new show that we wasn't a part of, you know, because we were on
the same season, you know. I want to point out something, or ask you something. What do you think about a future Big Brother twist that would have those kind of houses? I think they've done it in other countries where there's been, I think it was Germany, where they had
They have done that, and they actually did it in Australia this year, kind of. They had the halfway house.
Yep.
Did you get, any of you guys catch that?
Yes, I did.
I know Kim did, for sure, right? Or is that
Chase? Yeah. No, it's Kim.
I can't tell who's who. Everybody sounds the same. no, but, like, in Australia, it was so cool. Like, each house guest, or housemate, whatever it is they call them, they would come up, and they would pick a key, and then they would, you know, try to get it in one door. If it wasn't open, they'd try the other one. And, you know, one side was like a normal, nice Big Brother house. The other side was like a halfway house where they had like half beds. They didn't have a shower. It was like really crappy. I felt really bad for Tahan. Tahan, all she wanted was a hairdryer because they took it because she went to the other side and got in the hot tub. And so Big Brother took away, I think, all of her stuff and half of Caleb's. Am I right?
They took all of Tahan's.
Yeah, and then half of Caleb's, right?
Right.
Because he only put half of his body through the other side. Yeah. Those two were my favorites, Caleb and Tahan. Actually, I've talked to Tahan a little bit on Twitter. She's a really nice girl. But it was really cool how they did that. I love that twist.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one. The other thing I wanted to mention is I was feverishly at one point trying to figure out where the Opposite Worlds house was, and I did stumble across a local online newspaper where they interviewed Jeffrey's boss and his mother, and his mother said that she thought it was somewhere in near New Orleans, and I believe that's true. You can see what's that moss that hangs from the trees called?
Bark. Bark.
And anyway, his boss said that he was a huge Big Brother fan. His mother said he would really love to get on Survivor and Amazing Race. So as irritating as Jeffrey could be, he is also a big reality TV star. I mean, reality TV fan.
Like me. He definitely should have held out and went on a real show. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It is a real show. No, I was a huge JR fan. I gotta tell you, first and foremost, JR was my boy. I was rooting for him the whole entire time. I wasn't mad that Frank won. Frank was I liked Frank towards the end after he switched sides. He was with Kronos, and then he got stolen by Epoch, and I became kind of a Frank fan, too, but JR is definitely who I was rooting for to win from the beginning, and he finished second was awesome. You know, he's a really good player. They're really good competitors, man. I really liked Lauren. Jesse's really nice. I've talked to him
on Twitter.
I like
Sam, too.
I did not like Sam at first, but then after a while, like, you could see her personality more. That's the thing I didn't like about Opposite Worlds, and people might disagree with me, whatever, but I don't think that you should have a popularity index on a show that you don't have live feed. Like, that would be like...
I agree with you, Judd. We didn't
get to see enough of their personalities
to rate their person, you know, to rate them.
Yeah, like,
and
they did it on Big Brother because they have the feeds all the time, but on a show where, like, you're only seeing what the producers can fit into, like, 2 hours a week... Like, that's not fair to any of the people that participated. I don't know, like...
I so agree with you, Judd.
What if you have a fan base outside? I don't know, like, I didn't like that part of it. Like, they should at least have, like...
Do you think they'll have live feeds next year?
I think that it would be really smart. I think it's almost stupid that they didn't. And kind of a slap in the face to the contestants. I mean, you know, I would just be irritated if it were me, and I was like... relying on America's Vote, and all they've seen was 2 hours of me, you know, a week. And what if I didn't do much? What if I was laying low that week? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they wouldn't get to see any of my, like, talk with anybody, like, game talk. But that's what we need
I think
see.
These shows want so badly to involve
the, you know, social media, and it's their strive to involve social media that can sometimes be the demise of the show, and that's what happened, in my opinion, with The Glass House. They involve social media too much. They oversaturated social media with The Glass House, and it ruined it for the show. And, you know, every time we got to see the people in The Glass House, they were throwing out so many questions to tweet, you know, followers that, you know, what do you want them to do next? What should they say next? What's your next question? What, you know, it was just too much overly saturated with social media that it ruined it for the show. If we would have just been able to watch them interact some without all the social media interaction, it would have been a little better, I think. But because they wanted all this social media interaction, it ruined it. And then with Opposite Worlds, they wanted this popularity index, but then they didn't give us enough time to actually see them and rate them. Right, you know, to be able to give them a fair judgment and, you know, give us some feeds. Even if they did it like Glass House did, where we only get to see them for so many hours out of the week and it wasn't a 24-hour live feed, give us more than you gave us to be able to judge them on a popularity, you know, sighting scale or whatever. Then
like
to just say,
even if it's just something like on the website, like a 5-minute plea from them or something, like, I don't know, like, they should have something. Maybe they did. I just don't see how you could have a popularity index without live feeds and people really
yeah.
getting to know the competitors.
I agree.
You couldn't even
and
strategizing or not, because they never showed them really talking strategy.
Yeah, I mean, because that's a big deal to me. I like JR. I mean, he's from my area. He's a cool guy and stuff. But that's really one of the main reasons I liked him, is he was playing the game early on. He had his alliance with Sam and Lauren. He also had his alliance with Jeffrey, who no one liked, who was on the other side. He was playing a strategic game, and I really respect that, you know, as a Big Brother player and a fan, you know, of Big Brother and Survivor, you know, I liked seeing him play the game. And, you know, like, what if other people might have been doing the same thing and they just didn't show it? I don't know, but, like,
well,
it's
that's
not fair
the thing
that
too.
Had the PI without that.
That's the thing too, because I didn't really care for Jesse that much, Frank either in the beginning. I started to warm up. I certainly warmed up more to Frank, but not as much to Jesse. And we had Danielle from Opposite Worlds on our on a show a couple weeks ago, and she just talked so much about what a wonderful guy he was. Jesse, that is, and we really didn't get to see that in the edited show. And she also mentioned that when Kronos went over to, you know, the old world, he did an amazing job, you know, kind of redecorating and stuff. And she says, I hope they show that. Jerry, I never saw that. Did you?
I've never seen it. And I was also surprised about that same exact thing. Like, Jesse was so, like, heartbroken whenever Danielle got eliminated. And I was like, where did this come from? I didn't even know they were friends. And see, that's where they need live feeds, because, like, the same with Big Brother. Like, me and McCray were, like, best friends in the house. Like, but they never showed us, like, on the show. But all the feeders could see, you know, that we were really good friends and stuff. And, like, little plans that we would make and stuff at the end. You know, of course, I was still with Exterminators, but I was, you know, still really good friends with McCray. They didn't really show that, you know. And one thing they showed was him crying when I got evicted the first time, but I don't know.
Manipulation.
I'm so thankful that Big Brother has the feeds. I think that's the most awesome,
yeah.
And I don't think you can really be topped. Sorry, everybody that wants to top it, you can't.
Okay, there's just so much manipulation in the backgrounds of reality shows these days. I mean, true manipulation by production. And I'm sure, Judge,
I mean,
you know what I'm talking about. And
yeah, but
that's
like on
why
Big Brother,
I want
you can,
to see.
But you don't know what's going on these other shows. But, like, Big Brother,
yeah.
The fans can watch. Like, they can watch you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, we can see what's real.
Like, you know, it's crazy. It's real, yeah. It's like, and that's what makes me feel so good about.
Yeah, that's what's great about Big Brother and having the real feeds. But you know there is, you know, production manipulation at times with any of these shows. And with Big Brother, we have the live feeds. We can see for ourselves what the people are doing 24 hours a day. So we can sort of dissimulate, you know, the shows on CBS to the live feeds and see what's really happening. With the shows where we don't have live feeds, we can't tell what has been manipulated and what hasn't. And
exactly.
So that's,
and that's
where
how,
I think...
Exactly what, like me and Spencer and McCray were talking about this, like we had three-way called each other one night when we were just going to watch it, and then we were just like, I was like, wow, Mercy is such a bitch on there. Like, I was so surprised how bitchy she is. And then I thought about it for a few seconds. So I was like, wait, I got to take that back because they don't have live feeds. She could have been building up anger all day long, and people could have been, like, pushing her buttons, and they didn't show that, you know? And they just show her, like, going off and making her look like a crazy person. You know, we don't know what happened earlier today. Somebody might have, like...
Here's one insight about Mercy. When Danielle was on, she said that when she came in, she hardly talked for, was it, Cherry, like 2 weeks? She was just so quiet, and you may have hit the nail on the head. She had not really interacted with these people, and probably it was building up inside of her.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she kind of felt like an outsider because she wasn't like her and Steve both just came in and got thrown in the game, which was really bizarre to me that they even did that. It didn't make any sense, but whatever. Like, it's not like I didn't create the show, so I can't, like, control it, but I just thought it was really bizarre and weird and stupid. So then they're like, oh, let's get rid of like 9 people in an episode. But I don't know. It was just really sloppy, but I still liked it. Like, it was my little...
I think it's a great show. I just hope that they'll consider doing live feeds at some point.
If they had live feeds, I would definitely like it, you know, like a lot more. I like the show. It's a good... It was a good show for me to watch during the off season of Survivor, Amazing Race, and Big Brother, you know. Because those are my shows. But I like to have something else to watch, too. I mean, I watch other shows besides reality shows, but...
Well, let's talk a little bit about the finale. It got down to JR, Frank, Sam, and...
Jeffrey.
And
I gotta say, that's a clever move that JR did. You know, because Lauren would have been a much stronger competitor than Jeffrey. So, I mean, that was really smart of him. And, like, he didn't know what was going to happen. So him picking Jeffrey instead of Lauren, like, I don't know. I felt really bad for Lauren because she had been a part of that alliance. But, I mean, it was a really smart move by JR. And he was playing that damn game. I'm proud of him.
Do you think he should have dropped the ball when he had the chance and taken Frank out?
Who,
I bet he thinks so now.
Well, I'm sure he thinks so now.
It's easier said than done, though. I mean, like, looking back, like, there's so many things I wish I had done. Like, oh, I told McCray and Alyssa about the exterminators, you know, use the veto on Alyssa. But, you can only do, like, so much thinking, and you don't have as much time as you'd like. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
He did what he thought was right for him at the time, and it's all you can do in these kind of games, you know?
Yeah, and it's hard. I mean... He went with his heart, and he said that on the show. They had to balance these balls on these platforms as they stood on these lily pads, and they had to hold these sticks way out in front of them, and so much time elapsed, and each time the time was up, they had to step back on the lily pads and hold the sticks out even further in front of them to balance the ball. And some was saying that it wasn't fair because Jeffrey was smaller than, you know, the other competitors. But, you know, that's how it goes in these competitions. Sometimes you get a little bit of an advantage because of your size or whatever, and sometimes you get a disadvantage. But I don't think they throw the game out there saying, okay, we're going to take this one player out because he's smaller. You know, I don't think they do that.
Yeah, that would be absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they can't do that. Like, that's impossible.
Right.
Like, look at the law of competition. Like, Chissy, we all know she got a booty. You know what I mean? And that's what got her off of the wall of getting, competing to get back in Big Brother. Literally, it was. Like, she told me, I think. Like, because you would be so tied up against the wall, it would be all you could do to, like, stand there. And that's
well,
what knocked Jesse off. Like,
not only
can't.
That, but didn't you guys kind of almost fear getting hit by those damn balls? They were bullets.
Yeah, I mean, it looked so much easier. Like, I stopped trying to catch them because they were coming so hard, and I realized that's how people were falling, by trying to catch them. And so, like, I would only catch them, like, if they came right to me, you know. But, yeah, like, you couldn't see them that good either because all the dang water and stuff. And then I had hair gel in my damn eyes, too. And,
oh, gosh.
So, it was just, like, you couldn't hardly see the damn balls. And then they'd hit you, and it felt like bullets hitting you in the damn throat or whatever. And so, but I swear, like, Jessie's booty is what got her knocked out of that competition. Like, and she can't help that she's got a big booty. I mean, a good booty, I gotta say. But,
but
hey, guys,
so
I'm gonna
sweet.
Go ahead and head off to bed. I gotta get up early in the
well,
morning.
Well, Chad,
so.
Thank you so much for calling in, babe. I greatly appreciate it. You gotta
come
back on next week and let's talk more Survivor, okay?
What's that?
Call back
you,
in
Sherry,
next week and let's talk more Survivor next week, okay?
I know Paul was saying something. What were you saying, Paul?
No,
I was
that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, hey, John, I just now followed you on Twitter. I'll send you the link within the next few days.
Yeah, send it to me for sure. It sounds good.
Okay.
Hey,
right.
what I was saying, Chad, is thank you for stepping up. Thank you for everybody that called in. Cherry, you know, said she wasn't feeling that good, and it would really help if some of our fans would call in, and a lot of you guys stepped up, and you were one of them, Chad, so I'm just giving you special thanks.
Oh, no problem. I hope to talk again soon, guys. I'll call in next week if my schedule allows. All right.
Thanks,
Chad.
Talk to you then, Chad.
All right.
Take care,
bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And then we've got Big Brother. Well, you weren't done with Opposite Worlds, were you, Cherry?
Well, we'll just run through it real quick. They had to do, after that competition, they got down to just, they eliminated two, and they got down to just Frank and JR. And then they had to do this competition that was really physical. And they both did really well at it, climbing up that tower, going back down through the spider web, and
it was crazy.
Oh, my gosh, and then that puzzle thing they had
understand.
To do to drop the ball.
Do you want to
think? Watching them was so much easier, so that one had to be really, really hard because they're so much harder than they look like on TV. So I'm surprised that JR like kept up, especially with his
teacup. You
up
know, I was
strength.
Watching that. I was watching him, Judd, as he was going up those platforms, and he kept lifting himself up and putting his butt first, you know, because of his ankle, where Frank was able to basically put his feet up there and get up there quicker. But that puzzle seemed crazy.
Yeah. It looked so intense and stuff. I don't know. Like, I was surprised that JR kept up with Frank as much as he did, though. Like, it was a good, like, I don't know. It's good to see it not be a blowout. You know what I mean? Like, at least it was a good competition, and I don't know. I really enjoyed watching the finale last night. Didn't come out how I wanted it to, but, I mean, I'm still glad it was Frank and not, like, Jeffrey or something, you know. Like, I like JR clearly, but, you know, I was hoping if he didn't win that it would be, you know, Lauren or Frank, and then Lauren didn't make finale, so it was good to see Frank win instead of Jeffrey. I wasn't a big Jeffrey fan.
No, neither was I. But
I didn't
I
hate
say...
Jeffrey. I didn't want him to be at the bottom every single week. Like, I wanted somebody else to be at the bottom, you know? But,
right.
And it wasn't
but
anything personal.
Thing...
It's just nothing
yeah,
really stood
the one
out
thing
for him.
I give, the one thing I give Jeffrey is that he at least seemed to be trying to play strategically. He was trying to, you know, create alliances. He was always, and not as many people
you know, JR certainly was doing some of that as well, but
yeah.
I just give props that at least Jeffrey was trying to, you know, play a strategic type
of
game.
Definitely, that is a good point. And, like, that's where I think at that point, whenever he was playing a strategic game, maybe somebody like Lissette or someone should have been at the bottom. You know what I mean? Like, Lissette, I wasn't really impressed with. I really thought that I was going to lack Lissette, like, in the middle of the game. Like, I was like, she's going to stand up and do something. You know, something's going to happen with her. I just had a really good feeling about Lissette on that side. You know, I was always an Epoch fan. But I was like, something's going to
mm-hmm.
happen with us. And, like, I was really surprised. Like, she never really done anything that they showed. You know, she might have done something and they didn't show it, you know, but I never seen a lot of gameplay come out of her.
Exactly.
Do you think that JR made the wrong decision taking Jeffrey instead of Lauren? Because if he took Lauren, she would have probably won the poll there, the favorite. So she would have been automatically in. And then Frank and Sam and him would have the questions, which
that's a really good point, because I don't think Frank
that is a good point.
I guess he did mess up, but see, he didn't know what. That's the thing about these games. You don't know what the hell is coming up next. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It was clearly a terrible mistake. But, like, whenever he picked Jesse, I was like, that's a genius move, you know, to pick Jesse instead of Lauren. But, you know, he didn't
but
know
I don't think he realized,
up.
Right, and I don't think he realized Frank was going to be popular and be voted as the decider or the person on back
the
end.
I was surprised that Frank got chosen as that, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's over now, but, yeah, I mean, I bet he's going to kick himself in the ass for that, for sure. I mean, you can't stop playing the what-if game. You know, after you get done with something like
that. Hard not,
especially when
it's hard not to. I'm sure that you played a lot of what-if games after you got out of the house, too.
Oh,
so.
God, I still do every single
day. Actually,
like,
you probably did it twice. You did it when you first went to the jury house, and then you did it after the jury house.
Well, first time, you know, I was just like, I don't know. It wasn't as bad as the second time. Like, the second time, like, I was like, whatever, it's really over this time. But, I still play it to this day. You know, I don't, like, beat myself up over it or anything. But I'm still like, oh, what if I done this or what if I done that?
Yeah.
Like, whatever, it's over. I can't change it.
So, you're going to be watching BB Canada again, Judd? Because if I remember correctly, you went into the Jillian interview and you knew who she was and were kind of excited to see her. And you got to meet a lot of them.
I was stoked to meet Jillian. It was like my preseason interview for ET Canada. I was so stoked to meet her because I'd seen her on TV. You know, like, I had watched the whole entire – I had just planned on watching, like, the first couple episodes of Big Brother Canada to see what it was like and got addicted to it. Like, it was such a good show, and the cast was amazing on season one, so I'm really excited to see this new cast. You know, I've seen, like, their pictures, and I've read, like, their bios and everything, but until you actually see them in the game, it's hard to know who you're going to root for, you know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know, those interviews are kind of, like, stressful, and, like, I don't know, you just feel like, everybody is just, like, talking themselves up so much. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm the coolest person in the world. I'm going to win this money. I'm going to blah, 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 blah. You know, like, I hate seeing those kind of interviews. So, like, I'm not going to have, like, my favorite is going to change every single week. Like, I'm so undecided and stuff. Like, you know, reading the bios and stuff, I kind of like, what's Spencer's little brother's name? I'm just kidding, Kenny, the beard guy.
Kenny.
Yeah, I kind of liked him. And I also liked Adele. Adele's a guy, by the way. Like, yeah,
I know. There's some kind of, I hate to say it, but there's some kind of unique or weird names.
I don't know what the hell some of them people's names is. I'm just like, what? I gotta wait till it's pronounced before I even attempt it. But, I'm really excited to watch it. I don't know, like, and I heard there's going to be a surprise house guest or something. I didn't read that, but I heard that on Twitter, so that's kind of exciting, too, because I just thought that they were just having 14.
Who's that 15th cast member?
It's Jeff!
I wish. Maybe it's
awesome,
Alyssa.
Alyssa, I don't know if she's American, though.
Well, no, not full-time. She's half-time Canadian.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I don't know if she has a citizenship. I don't know. I don't know how that works with her. I guess.
I don't know. I just don't know who it could be. Maybe it's somebody from last year's cast. I don't know. I don't know who it could be. Would they bring back somebody from the first season?
Surely.
Well, they're saying Tala and Andrew had twins, so it could be one of them.
I was just going to say that.
Tala has a, what do you call it, a maternal twin, paternal twin? I don't know, maternal or paternal. I don't know which one it is, but whichever one that you don't look alike, not identical. I forget her name, but Mama Raji was telling me about it. Tell his mom whenever we were in Vancouver. She has a twin sister, and so does Andrew. Andrew's twin brother actually came on there whenever they had to freeze. Do you guys remember that?
Right.
Yeah.
And how about speaking of names, they've got Andrew Gordon.
No, that he's back. that was pretty cool. I had to second look at that. I was like, Andrew Gordon.
We have Cherry. You've met her and been with her twice and her daughter twice. But when I saw that Sarah Miller was in the cast, I almost fell over until I saw it was a different Sarah Miller. But
man, would that be awesome!
Wait, who's Sarah Miller?
Sarah Miller.
You met her up
time.
In a. You met Sarah Miller up in a. Toys
and her
Tux
daughter.
And she's the one that had the little girl Victoria.
She what?
She's the one that had the little girl Victoria.
Oh yeah. Okay, I'm so bad with names, but and she okay wait, she had a nickname.
Miller Time.
Huh?
They call her Miller Time, and she's friends with Jess B.B. Love.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember her. No, I was like, Sarah Miller. I knew that name sounded so familiar, but
yeah.
I was thinking maybe it was somebody from the Olympics or something. I didn't really
Yeah, Sarah
watch
has
much
a little
of the
girl,
Olympics.
Victoria, that ran around up at Toys for Tots.
Love them.
Yeah, really sweet girl. Her and Jess are together quite a bit, and they're really good friends, and I would love to see Sarah in Big Brother house. That would be amazing. She's so sweet. We've been friends for a while, but apparently it's not our Sarah Miller. So
no.
But what's the moose's name?
Marsha
the moose.
Marsha the moose. Maybe it's Marsha the moose. They're gonna put Marsha back in.
Trevor.
Yeah, what was the mean moose's name? I forgot what the do you remember the evil moose? Marge.
Oh, that was in the hot tub area. I forget that one.
Yeah. I think it was Marge or something. I was so thinking in the mustache room, which ended up being the have not room on our season. I was like, wait a minute, I wonder if that's gonna be talking. You know?
Judd, you're right. We've already had one of our chatters. And I knew it would be Thomas Face One. So it was Marge.
Oh, it was Marge? Okay, awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, we had the short while we had the mustache room, which was an awesome room, and I wish they would have kept that instead of the rainbow room. But we had a deer head in there that had a mustache on it, and I was like, wait a minute. I was kept looking around at it and stuff, and I was like, it don't look electronical, though, you know? I was like, what if this thing starts talking to us? Which would have been really cool. I was hoping we had something like that, but.
I agree. I mean, they've had talking fish in Australia, too. I mean, that would be a cool thing for BBUS to do something like that.
That was funny.
Yeah, Surly. The tasks or whatever?
No, the fish, Surly. Yeah, he would talk to them.
Was it in the water?
He was in the drain all the time.
In the drain?
Yeah, the fish.
Could they see it?
Yeah.
You probably
No, and BBUK had a dresser that talked, I think, one year.
what the hell? And this is like Pee Wee's Playhouse or something. Like, I'm glad we have. Like, I don't know about all that. Like, all this talking and stuff. I think, like, it's already paranoia mania. Like, I don't know what I would do if a drawer started talking to me. I'd probably think it was hallucinating. Especially if I was a have not, I'd be like, I'm done. Like, drawers are talking to me now, so. But, yeah, I'm really excited about Big Brother Canada, too. Like, the cast was really cool. Excited to see what they bring. Like, I don't know, but my opinion of them is going to change 100 times. But, like, once the game actually starts, that's whenever I'm going to pick my favorites. You know, last year I really liked the nail at first. You know, I thought it was really clever how he got the glitter and was, like, pulling it around everywhere trying to put a big target on Glitter Gay. Clearly didn't work out that way for him, but I thought it was a really smart move. You know, so I want to see some gameplay like that from these people. That'll be really awesome. You know, some backstabbing, classic Big Brother.
Do you think they should? How long do you think you should wait before you make an alliance, so that you learn to know? You know, so you can learn about people.
I just think that you should. It's different for everybody. Like, it's different for each person. You know what I mean? Like. Because people have different personalities. Like, the moving company didn't quite work out. Like, I think early strong alliances are never that strong. I think you need to, like, make friendships first, or at least make, get to know people a little bit better, because it would suck to, like, be like, oh, this guy's a big guy and he's going to be really good at competition. Then you align with him and, like, you don't really like him, you know what I mean? Like, you can't,
right.
Not that you have to like everybody in your alliance. I mean, I worked with people that I didn't particularly like that much. You know, it's not a friendship thing. It's what's going to get you further. But, I mean, you still have to have somebody that's going to be logical enough to play with. You know, like, some people you think are going to be great Big Brother players, and they're terrible. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, like, I'm the best player ever, but, I mean, it's just, like, so hard to, like, really make an alliance and really know who to trust, because, like, people have side alliances too, you know, like, but I mean, it's, I think the first few days it's smart, you know what I mean, and get in good with the first HOH, you know, for sure. Like,
here's the other variable, Judd, is maybe you want to sit back and kind of wait, but somebody approaches you and asks you to be an alliance. I mean, you really can't say no. I mean, that would screw you over.
No, I mean, I was personally, like, tried to work with Nick a couple of times, and he was always just like, yeah, I'm not really thinking about it yet. And I was just like, all right, then you're against me. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody is, like, not all about working with you, then clearly they're not wanting to work with you at all, and they want to see you go, you know? So I mean, maybe that was or maybe wasn't the case. Who knows? You know, we're friends now, but whatever. As far as alliances go, if somebody even hesitates if they don't want to work with you, then you need to get a new alliance immediately. You know what I mean? Like, you cannot even, like, try to work on that person. But you don't want to, like, just completely stop talking to them either, you know, because then they'll think something's up, but then they'll start targeting you for sure. So, I don't know, you just have to be really careful who to trust and stuff. It's the name of the game, though. Like I said on Twitter, there's 14 new liars in there, let the best liar win.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, this is the truth. Like, you have to lie in the game, and it's going to be crazy to see who works with who backstabs who. Like, I don't know. I hope people treat these people with respect, though. They are human beings, not characters. Hope we can be respectful towards them. But I don't know. I just wish them a lot of luck, though, like, for sure. I hope they all have fun and that it's a positive experience for all 15 of them. You know, I hope that nothing bad happens to them to affect their lives outside of the game or anything like that. I hope they just have fun with it, you know, like, just have a good time.
Well, they'll be part of the family now, you know?
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
they're going to be part
know,
of
like,
the Big Brother family, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a big family. Like, everybody's really nice and stuff, like, to you whenever you get out and stuff. Like, I'll definitely, like, try to help them out any way I can, you know, but, like, I don't know, I just hope it's a positive experience for all of them. Like, I've met, like, almost the whole cast of BB Canada 1 and, like, such great people. I've met a lot of good fans from there. Not one of them's been, like, hateful or rude. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Canadians are really nice people, I guess, but, like, I'm excited to see how these people work out. And, like,
you got
play
to
their
meet
game.
Peter, right? You got to meet Peter, right?
Peter? Yeah.
And he's got, he's doing his weekly after show, so to speak, I guess along with Gary.
Yeah, Gary. I've never met Gary. He's actually, I think, the only one I've never had any interaction with. But, yeah, I think it's called the Big Brother Canada Sideshow. I'm really not sure
Side,
what it
that's
is.
It. That's it. Yep. I couldn't remember.
I feel bad
I
that I don't
said.
Really know much about what it is, but, you know, I've heard really good things about it, and I don't know. I'm really excited to see the show. I just hope.
Yeah,
that
what do you think of the new house?
The new house, I've really not had a chance to look at it yet. Cause I just, I don't know.
It's
that's
amazing.
One thing I really don't. Yeah, it might sound bad since I'm such a big, huge Big Brother fan, but I never care about the houses. Like, ever. Like, I don't care what the decorations look like or, like, what the bedrooms look like. Like, I didn't give a crap when I walked in. And I was just like, oh, cool, this is so awesome. But really, I didn't care about the walls and stuff. It was awesome being in Big Brother and, like, seeing the camera and, like, knowing you're there, but, like, I don't care about the decorations and, like, what stuff looks like.
You're all in game mode, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, cool, cool, whatever. But yeah, I didn't care, like, about the decorations or anything. Like, I did like the mustache room. I did like it, and I was pissed when it was gone. I was more pissed that all my stuff was, like, mixed with everybody else's because we couldn't find shit for days. But, and I was pissed.
That had to be tough.
I was pissed at everything because I have not, you know, but whatever. Have not. Yeah, hope them luck. Hope them luck. That's funny. I don't really want to change that. I wish them luck. Not like, I hope them luck better. On, like, being have not, I hope that they don't go too batshit crazy like some of us did. It's really rough. I wish they would go away with have not. That's like my least favorite Big Brother thing.
So, Judd, I got to ask you a question. Since you've been out of the house, have you ever gotten, like, upset or aggravated with somebody since you've been out of Big Brother and looked at them and went, oh, God, I wish I could just make you a have-not right now?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. Hell, yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, I want people to eat and stuff, like... But, you know, I don't want anybody to be hungry or whatever, but, yeah, I wish I could have picked the have-nots so bad, like Aaron got to do, and I think somebody else got to do, but people volunteered. I would not take volunteers. I'd be taking, like, I don't know, I'd been taking all the ones that were never have-nots.
Getting that have-not pass was a big deal. Having that have-not pass from the beginning of the game would be a great advantage because no matter who gets the have-nots, having that have-not pass, it doesn't matter. You get to eat all season long.
Yeah.
So that pass is – that's something that
– I know Jeremy wasn't there that long, but, I mean, that could have been a huge, like, game changer for him if he would have stuck around a little bit longer. Because in the ones that he got to compete in, you know, like, if he would have thrown those for people, like, volunteered to be, like, on certain teams and, like, thrown them so other people could eat, like, he could have used that as a game changer for himself, you know, like, all right,
Judd,
don't put me up. I'm make sure that you're not that your friends are not have-nots or whatever, you know, and I'll make sure these people are, you know, because being a have-not is not as easy as it looks. Like, on the show, they hardly even show, like, the have-nots, you know, like, the... have not struggled with life, whatever you want to call it, but, like, the feeders can see we're always, like, pissy and, like, ah, I hate being a have-not. I'm so sick of eating slop and guacamole or whatever, you know. All we do is sit around and bitch and complain.
Yeah, he could have used
that
as a bargaining tool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. And he mentioned it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just getting anxious because you just triggered a memory. I've always wanted to ask, did Jeremy have the option? Did anybody try to ask him for that pass?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know that anybody ever asked him, and I don't even know if he ever thought about it. That's a really good question. I'm really not sure about that. I have to ask Jeremy
about
that next time.
Here's another question going back to Survivor. Well, he said it was in his bag, so he probably was able to retrieve his bag. I was thinking that his tribe mates might go back and rummage through his bag and find it, but I guess he would take that with him, wouldn't he? Anyway.
Now, who was that again?
Garrett.
He said he left it. He left it in his bag back at camp.
I thought he said he buried it.
Oh, see, I've never played Survivor, and I don't know. It's got to be harder than it was because every time I see it, and I'm like, wow, you guys were there 30 days, and you're, on the ground crying because you see your family. We were in there 90 and never seen our families, but we didn't cry. You know, well, I guess some people did. I didn't. I'm just like, but I heard that it's, so much, physical. You're always uncomfortable and wet and stuff, I've heard.
Hungry.
But, like on Survivor. So I don't know how the game works, but I've heard people talk about it and stuff, and they tell me, little things that kind of lets me sympathize with a little bit more than I used to. And, but not bringing the idol to the travel council, is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life because, you don't know what's going to change, as far as he knows, what if he went there and all of a sudden Spence is like, yeah, this guy's crazy. We got to get him out. Blah, blah, blah. You don't know what people are going to do. People are nuts in these kind of games. So he should have had it. In case everybody was against him, he didn't know what was going to happen. I don't know. It's just being too cocky too early, I guess.
Exactly.
I really thought he was going to be safe. He was going anywhere.
We do have an answer to part of that question. Yeah, in the chat room said that Jeremy could not leave the pass for Krista for Caitlin when he exited Big Brother. Apparently he tried to leave the pass for Caitlin and he was told he could not leave it for her.
Okay. I wonder though if
he would not give it away.
Trying to trade it or something. I bet not. I think that was a, I mean, it's
he so was probably
hard.
Just trying to leave it for Caitlin.
That first night though, it seems like forever ago. I don't remember what the rules were when he got that pass. You know what I mean? Maybe it was not tradable. Well, you would think somebody would try to trade it for votes or something, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I would have voted for him to stay if he would have given me that thing. All right, you can stay. Yeah, whatever. I don't want to be having that again.
Don't you guys remember Chicken George in All-Stars? Somebody gave him a slot pass. They owned it, but they felt sorry for him. Don't you guys remember that?
Oh, vaguely. I remember he got to eat at something.
We're running out of time, but I want to ask you, Judd, would you prefer have not room or living in the past on opposite worlds?
Have not room for sure, because we were only there to sleep. You know what I mean? And
you at least
I
got to have a shower and use the toilet, right? You didn't have to squat over a hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah. Our bathroom was nasty enough. We literally had, fruit flies in the shower. I'm not joking. Me and McCray were just talking about this in Orlando the other day, at Universal Studios. I don't know how these damn flies didn't die. There were these tiny little flies. I bet we were the nastiest house ever, because I don't remember other houses being as nasty as ours. But, there were flies in the shower, and I had sprayed them. Nothing killed them. They were roach flies. They had to be I don't know that they were really roach flies. I don't know if that's a thing.
BB-12.
They wouldn't die. I was like, die, little assholes. And I would spray them, and they would never die. They're like, fuck you, Jordan. Those things would swarm everywhere. And who wants to be in a shower with flies?
Yeah.
I don't know. But whatever. All right, we had a shower.
I've been having a great time. I know, Cherry, you probably didn't envision having as good a time as you did and lasting as long, but we're running out of our allotted time tonight, so I just want to break in and say thank you.
Yeah, I want to thank Judd and Kim and Chad and you, Paul,
Ben
and Thomas and everybody. for helping out tonight, calling in, and just making this show so
wonderful.
Thanks
for having
tonight.
Me. I'd like to come back sometime, and I appreciate y'all promoting
Jed,
me.
You're welcome all the time. You are always welcome here, babe.
Thank you so much. It's been great talking to y'all, and Reality Rally's coming up. I'm looking forward to that, so stay tuned. And the best of luck to Big Brother Canada. Hope y'all do well. I know y'all can't hear me, but hope they do well and have a fun time doing it. So,
be our correspondent from out there at the Reality Rally and call us while you're out there.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. That's a
All right.
plan.
All right.
Absolutely.
You take
like
care, Jeff. Thank you again so much.
Yeah,
bye,
guys.
Appreciate
calling to you guys
in.
Later.
You're welcome to call in any Thursday and talk to us. We'll be talking about Survivor every Thursday night, so make sure you call back in and talk to us, okay?
And Kim said goodbye to you too, Judd.
Kim, my darling, I said goodbye. And everybody in the chat room, thank you for being here tonight, and it's been awesome. Talk to you all soon.
All right.
Thanks,
there, everybody's saying bye to you, Judd. Thank you so much.
Hello, y'all.
Bye, hon. What a surprise.
I
love Judd.
I love Judd.
Absolutely love Judd. Anna, I have to thank Thomas for getting a hold of him and Anna making that possible. Anna, Kim, thank you so much for calling up here and hanging out with us tonight. I greatly appreciate you being with us tonight, too.
And she
it
came
was so
on.
Much fun.
She came on before her buddy Judd was, so she didn't just come on because he was here.
That's right.
That's right.
We're going to wrap this one up. I want to once again thank everybody in the chat room. We've got a lot of our regulars and a few people that are new out there, too. So thank you to the regulars and the new people. In our chat room tonight. It's been a fun night, and I hope everybody will be back next Thursday. And also join us for our Sunday Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show with the Amazing Race All-Star Mary Conley at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And then back again here on Monday for the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And then back again on Thursday for the Reality Roundtable Show at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And that's a wrap for all of our shows throughout the week. I hope everybody has a great weekend. And take care, everybody. Be kind to each other out there. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. It's been a fun show, even though I wasn't feeling well tonight. It turned out to be a really fun, awesome show with everybody that called in. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you all. Here's Ron. Good night, everybody.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one, and happy Mardi Gras to everybody out there. Good night, everybody. Take care. God bless.